Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, we'll get a couple of the ticket texts. About 10 minutes. I've got a really positive update on college football. Kind of been a decent week. I know there's news now. They're pausing the CEO hire because hashtag politics. I'll stay out of that, but I want to get to the callers as well. So, David, a couple ticket texts. We'll round out the calls, and then I just think a change to college football is happening that no one will disagree with. Go ahead.
Regarding the Pistons, someone says marketing would be my choice to do that. We get that. We are a finals contender.
Okay, so here's what I want. Fine. I'm Danny Ainge. Tobias, Stu, Asur, 3 first-round picks.
Tobias, Stu, yes.
Asur, 3 first-round picks. I'm giving you a guy in his prime who's a stretch 4 who on a good team could average 25. Now, again, I'm not telling you I'm lusting after Lauri Markkanen, but if people are going to keep texting it, I'm going to tell you what the pricing's going to be.
I would do that. I would do that trade hoping that the 3 first-round picks are going to be worthless.
David.
I'm okay with shipping Ivy away and a few picks. Our time is now. We have to make a move. Regarding the wings, until we get a legit goaltender, the rest of these conversations don't mean anything.
Okay.
He has to find one.
No, hold on. Here's my problem in this. He hasn't tried to find one. It's as if he has devalued the goaltender position the way that, like, Rico's team devalues certain, like you hate wide receivers. Or other teams don't pay the running backs. I don't know what Iserman's strategy has been, because if it's the wait for Costa strategy, I don't even know if he'll be.
Some teams don't value edge rushers.
Yeah, okay. That was the best point. He did it. You disgust me. Go ahead, David.
Larkin and 2 firsts for Matthews. They didn't say, hey, Marner, look who we traded for. Gary at work.
Yeah, I don't think that'd be nearly enough. But thank
I don't
you
think
for,
so either.
Thank you for trying.
We have lost the right to be called Hockey Town, and we are nowhere near earning it back for the love of the people. That is Connor in an Amazon van.
Well, if that's the case, then why is Iserman here? I mean, if what you're saying is right, that's the question I would ask you. It's his job to recruit elite free agents here. Total failure. His job to execute high-level trades. Total failure. The goaltending thing, I mark it as a total failure, but I'm sure someone will yell at me and say I can't block Trey Augustine. One problem. He still lives in East Lansing. I mean, Kenny, you're scratching your head. Like, where am I wrong here?
You're not, and you could always trade for a goalie. I don't think any are going to be available in free agency, and then somebody will be like, oh, which goalie and from what team? I don't know, but that's what the money's for.
Yeah, at a certain point, you know, and I'm not being disrespectful in any way, shape, or form, but it's not Kenny Cott's responsibility to save the Red Wings. It's kind of the guy who's making a blank check fortune on a lifetime contract. Like, we don't need to yell at poor Kenny because he can't tell you what goalie they're going to go at. Like, that's kind of what the money's for, Steve. To the people. We go to Robert 97.1. Robert, what's going on, buddy?
doing good. I mean, with the whole Iser plane and being a complete disaster and destroying poor Anthony on the anti-KD and Lordy marketing, man, I'm starting to get a little bummed.
No. But KD doesn't fit who you are, right? He's 35. Markkanen's expensive. So Robert, I'm trying to prepare Piston fans for reality. Like, Danny Ainge isn't going to trade his best asset for a box of Crayolas.
And for me, it's just getting a Robin for Cade. He's a good player. He's turnover prone, yeah, but we got to get somebody for him. And honestly, even getting someone like a Zion, if Trajan really likes him, just somebody, because you can't have Jalen Duren and Thompson on the floor at the same time. There's just the lack of shooting, and we just need to package one of them. I'm blanking on his name. The first round pick from last year.
First round pick from for who?
Thompson?
You mean Asur?
No, it don't matter.
Okay, go ahead.
Ron Holland?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, you meant literally. Okay, that's my bad. I misunderstood. Yeah, Ron Holland. Go ahead.
No problem. No, but even packaging him, like, young players, especially guys that just will not be here for the long term, because you can't re-sign everybody, or you're going to literally run into a less talented version of what Boston's experiencing, and you got a title out of it.
Yes. No, I mean, and again, I mean, Robert, you do everything you can do to hope to hang one banner. Mm-hmm. I truly believe the days of winning multiples or back-to-backs, those are long gone. The CBA, the way it's currently designed, it's no accident there's been six different champions, and there'll be a seventh this year, and I believe it'll be an eighth next year. And Robert, I'm with you. I think the Pistons have a right to lay claim to that. But Rico and I are in lockstep on one thing, is that the move that makes the most sense from a cost analysis, right, from a risk-it-biscuit analysis, would be Zion. I'm not telling you it's perfect. But I don't want to upend the franchise for Lowry Markkanen, who I don't think is anywhere physical enough to play in this town. You guys would all call him Jim Costa the Catio.
No, but the thing is, Zion, oh my goodness, the second he misses a game,
I don't care. Good. Cry about it. Worship at the grave of beef stew. I don't care. And if he doesn't, and he averages 27 and 10, and him and Cade are essentially in an unguardable two-man game late in playoff series, well, then where are those same broke bleeps with bumping their gums? So that's the stuff I get so sick of, is like, you and I deal with this all the time. Well, what if it doesn't work? And what if it does?
Right.
It's always what if it doesn't in this town. Always. If it does, I'd like you to argue a better duo in the Eastern Conference headed into next season, two-man game, last 6 minutes in the fourth quarter of the playoffs. Then Zion and Cade. Go ahead.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
All right, and if he balloons up to fat bastard levels of 600 pounds and he says he eats because he's unhappy and he's unhappy because he eats, what do you want me to tell you? It didn't work. Cry about it.
In the East, yeah, I would still go Brunson and Cat, but I get what you're saying.
Fine. The point is you're in that convo,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's a pair of all NBA players.
Yeah.
That's I'm with you. And again, I don't think it would cost you a lot. I don't. Go to Tom 97.1. Tommy, what's going on, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good, T. What's going on?
Well, you know, I think outside of bringing Giannis to Greek Town and, you know, having an OPA every time he gets an alley-oop, or, you know, Zion would be interesting. I'm sure he'd enjoy the food. But what I actually want to see is for Trajan Langdon to just continue with his vision. And not be so distracted about the success. Like, I'm really worried if, like, the Knicks make the finals and us trying to kind of make some sort of approximation that because we won two games against them, we're already at X when, you know, I don't think we're there. So I think part of his vision might be trying to see just how good Ivy is when he comes back. But that's where I'm at, you know, because I don't want to get into a situation where we look at what the Clippers do with SGA, where you're listening to players and you trade away somebody. I don't want to see that. I think he knows what he's doing, and I think he's going to make the right move. And we're also going to be paying Cade a lot, so he's going to be a little bit restricted. So it's going to have to be.
But can you work with me on this? Here's my problem. Okay, I'll follow your plan, Tom, but this is where I get angry, not at you. But what I can't have is, let's say, Tobias at 26, Beef Stew at 15, so that's $41 million. And then we put a cherry on top with a useless player in Fontecchio. I have $50 million in nothing. So I can agree with the premise, but then you have to manipulate how you're allocating your dollars, Tom. Those players aren't getting you anywhere. And even worse, Tom, if they commit to a Schroeder or a Hardaway Jr. or Malik Beasley at a price that is not responsible, now, how do you execute the plan you're talking about when, if you continue this way and you make no major additions, now Ivy and Duren are extension eligible or headed to restricted free agency? So I just answer that for me, because that's where my roadblock lies. I hate the money they're paying some of these guys.
Right. Well, bringing in Beasley, I think the idea was they weren't going to re-sign him. So I think there will be some trades. I don't know if Zion is the best trade still. I mean, I get a little, you know, nightmares about Oliver Miller, right? Like, I just don't know if that is good.
But Tom, here's the thing. Listen, but you understand what I'm saying is the cost is going to be low enough and the reward for the risk quotient is going to be higher than anything else. You're 100% right. We'll all be nervous. Tom, I'm trying to find something realistic. I'm not going to be the radio host comes on the air and tells you we're trading for Magic Johnson. You know what I mean? Like, Tom, I can't lie to my audience and be like, listen, hear me out. Nikola Jokic with the Pistons. I'm just not that person. I can't do that to you.
Well, it will be 3 years left on his deal. So it will be like a year and then, some more years.
I think it's just... It's a risk reward I'd sign up for. I understand if you don't like him. I'm not mad at anybody who isn't. But what I'm not going to do is tell you that it's perfectly okay to have $50 million in junk if we're trying to win a championship.
Yeah. Especially in an open window at East that's going to be wide open. You got to take your shot.
Show me a report the Celtics are shopping Derek White. He goes right to the top of my list. You know I love the kid. And I'm telling you he's a winner. And you guys will make fun of him. He's a goofy-looking guy, but he's a damn good basketball player.
No,
and he's a champ, and he's a winner. And, man, he will fit into Pistons culture.
I mean, think about this. Who's the best team in the East next year?
I can't answer it.
Right.
And that's why you and I are so desperate to say, hey, Pistons, do you mind?
So before you start saying, Ask yourself, who's going to be the best team in the East?
And that's why I was encouraged after watching last night, because I'm like, I don't fear them.
Real quick, just, and if you don't want to answer because you're not sure, I won't hold it against you. You want to make a run at Jaylen Brown? I'll take that as a no.
No, I guess it
will cost you everything. And I have the Thanos glove.
No.
Okay, good. We're done. All the jewels. I'm just, because what I'm trying to do is live in a reality with Piston fans. I'm not going to throw out names that are just wholly unrealistic.
No, because I don't want to do, not saying he's KD, but a KD-like deal where you gut the team for one player.
Yeah, and again, you get a guy who's been an all-NBA player and an NBA Finals MVP, and he's in his prime. I told you he was playing hurt. Oh, look, the reports come out. Yeah, he's got to have meniscus surgery. But JB is a really good player, really good defender, really good teammate. But again, the list of guys who are available, this is what people kill me with. Yeah. Well, I don't like that guy. Okay, well, what player would you like me to trade for exactly? Here, let's go get Cooper Flagg. Want to do that show? Like, what am I supposed to do here?
Somebody, give me Anthony Edwards.
We need somebody like Beef Stew, but who can score like 10 more points a game.
Got it. Perfect.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.